Hey everybody. So I'm on video. Don't mind me the noise. If you hear anybody outside or anything like that, it's just my window's open and I am in my SLU apartment making a video about Ron DeSantis and Jordan Neely. The whole situation. So Jordan Neely, if you don't know, is a black man who, a young black man in his early 20s, who was killed by a white man of the same age range, whose name is Daniel Penny, the murderer. And he is the white man who went in on the train and strangled Jordan Neely to death. So this apparently happened because people are alleging that, you know, Jordan was really, you know, a little belligerent. He was a little irritated. He was acting like, honestly, a lot of people who are homeless do, you know, a lot of them end up having mental disorders. Some of them brought on by being homeless. And don't mind me, I'm going to like be in and out of like nervousness throughout the video, like getting used to seeing myself on camera. So give me a second. I'm also not used to having my boobs out this much. I might change my shirt. Who am I kidding? Not changing any. But what do you call it? Yeah, he killed him. I mean, it's basically one of those long story short situations where, you know, they, you know, say a black person is unruly, belligerent, violent, whatever the situation is, and then they kill them, or they have a reason to kill them or hurt them or whatever the case is. So he put him in a chokehold that, you know, of course he knew what he was doing to implement that chokehold, because he was, and by that I mean he was taught how to do that. So that's why he knew to do that. Even though that wasn't what he was supposed to do, it is something that you have to know how to do, you know, to do it the way he did it. And he learned this either in the military, because he is a vet, or maybe from his police officer father, who is the retired police chief, I believe, of that area in New York. The National Police Association, Ron DeSantis, even the dude's lawyer, Daniel Penny's lawyer, who killed Jordan Neely, have all started fundraisers on the line, like GoFundMe type situations, where they are like funding, they're enriching this guy for murdering Jordan Neely, for murdering a black man. Like, that's what's going on right now. Like, they're literally like, they've raised over $1.5 million. At this point, I don't know how much they've raised. And that was just on one of the fundraisers. There are multiple fundraisers. So they're, I mean, just like with George Zimmerman, they are funding our murderer. They're funding our murderer. Funding and facilitating our genocide, the genocide of our people. It's horrible. And don't mind me, I quit cigarettes recently, like a week ago. So I didn't completely quit smoking now, because let's be real about this. But I can feel it. Like, I can feel like it's so much easier to speak and to do these podcasts. I haven't really tried to do a podcast since, but like, I'm looking forward to it. This is the first time. It's much easier to sing. My voice has not come in completely yet, but which is why I'm not doing any lives looking this good. But yeah, it's coming. But what do you call it? But yeah, so it's just a horrible situation. I mean, because it's just like, I mean, we've got a governor of a state, a completely different state, from whence this took place. This took place in New York. Ron DeSantis is the governor on a whole other corner of the country, in Florida. And he gets his white supremacist ass up and decides that he's going to start a fund to raise money for a murderer. Like, whether you believe he was justified in murdering this man or not, like, what, I mean, like, it's not just in bad taste. Like, one, I thought it was illegal. I mean, I'm still learning these things, but like, in school, but like, what the fuck? Like, it cannot be proper. It cannot be proper to do this. And this is exactly why, you know, governors have certain abilities to do certain things, like to get certain people off, you know, with a pardon, you know, but like, he has no say over that because he's not the governor of New York. So at this point, he's going outside of his purview, and he knows that because he had to go all the way over to the idea of being a governor starting a fundraiser to get a criminal off. Like, this dude is currently accused of a crime and you're paying for his defense. Who gets their defense paid for by the governor of Florida? Who gets their defense paid for by the National Police Association? Like, I never even heard about them representing, like, you know, Derek Chauvin or, you know, the guy who shot Philando Castile or like any of the other police officers involved with George Floyd's murder or, you know, anything like that. Like, I've never heard of the National Police Association coming out and say, oh, we're going to put ourselves right in front of this situation. We're going to, you know, we're going to pay the defense funds for this, you know, this poor victimized veteran, you know, defendant. It makes you crazy, like humming. I don't know what to do, like, you know, aside from, you know, keep myself protected. You know, it's just, it's really crazy out here. Like, you can really just, like, you can smell it, you can taste it, you could cut it with a knife. The racism, the tension, the animosity in this society right now, like, it's beyond potent. It's beyond, like, in your face. It's like, it just is. It is a part of everything now. And, you know, we're getting to a point, you know? Like, we're definitely getting to a point at which, you know, there's about to be, you know, where that ultimatum decision is made, you know? It's just crazy to see how racist these people are. And these are the same people who don't want to be called racist. You know, Ron DeSantis will be the first to tell you he's not racist. But you just jumped up here to go start a GoFundMe for a white man who killed a black man. Whether you think he was justified or not, like, why would you start a GoFundMe for him? You're a whole governor of a whole nother state dealing with a battle against Disney and everybody else. And I'm not understanding, like, you decided this was the move? This was not the move, dude. This is not the move. It's just crazy. It's the same people who don't want to be called racist, but you do this kind of racist ass shit. Like, what did this dude do to deserve to have you raise money for him or anybody else? Because to my knowledge, the only thing that I see that he did was kill a black man. You know what I'm saying? People say, oh, he was protecting everybody on that train. Like, he literally is one of the 9/11 firefighters, you know, police officers or something who went into the building and were pulling people out of the building. Like, this dude didn't do anything special. Honestly, the only thing he did was, like, the most negative special thing you can do. You know what I'm saying? Like, He killed a black man with a mental disorder because he didn't like how fucking loud the dude got on the train. The dude never put his hands on anybody, according to reports. So what were they saved from? Like, what was this savior's, like, you know, what was his accomplishment? What did he manage to save everybody from? Oh, another black man. Sorry, completely forgot. It's just another black man he saved him from. Saved everybody from another black man, or a woman, but in this case, you know, a young black man. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. It really is. Like, it is so crazy right now. Like, and I have so. I see so many like people in my community who are black who are like talking shit about, you know, getting real riled up the way they're supposed to, the way they want you to, about, you know, LGBTQI, this, that, and the third, and, you know, getting all bent out of shape about all the wrong things. While we're literally sitting here dealing with Jim Crow 2.0, we're dealing with, you know, lynchings like Jordan Neely and George Floyd. You know, we've got all of these, like, it's literally like there's so much. Clarence Thomas is, you know, doing a disservice to the country and to black people, you know what I'm saying, on that representing in that motherfucking position of power, taking all of those bribes, taking all of that money, you know, him and his white supremacist wife. I mean, it's absolutely insane. Like, they just came out with like more information about that Clarence Thomas situation, where apparently his son's schooling was being paid for, or a guy who they basically took care of, or a kid they basically took care of, like a child, you know, of theirs. They paid for this mega billionaire, you know, paid for their, you know, expensive tuition at the schools that they went to. So it's just like, what the fuck, like. Did you pay for anything in life? Your whole life was funded by these people who you say you did not help in court. I don't know why else they would have been doing all that for you. And we can clearly see that you have helped them in court because we know what your cases have been. So, I mean, it's really just crazy. And it just makes me very happy that I, you know, am doing what I'm doing right now, that I have a 4.0, that I'm in the Honor Society. I was just accepted into the Honor Society. That I am going to school for what I'm going for my JD, you know, to practice law, because this is and why I got an A, and why I'm happy that I have an A, and left this semester with an A in my major, criminology and criminal justice, because this is why we need to be doing this. This is why I chose this field, because this is one of the fields where the action is taking place, you know. You need to be a judge. You need to be an attorney. You need to be a paralegal. You need to be we can get outside of law. You need to be a police officer. I won't say you need to be a police officer, but you definitely need to be, you know, at least a politician and a legislator and things like that. Then we got people in the executive branch. You know, we need to be infiltrating judicial, executive, and legislative branches like nobody's business. Because it's not going to happen any other way. We're going to continue to complain about this stuff and watch this stuff happen if we let them stay in power, because we can clearly see what they're doing, what they've done for centuries, you know? This is their bread and butter. White supremacy, racism, genocide, this is their bread and butter. It has happened all over the world, and it's continuing to happen to this day. And then they want to lie in our faces about it and tell and gaslight us. I'm on my mission. You all need to get on your mission too, because, you know, none of us can do it by ourselves. We've got to, you know, work together and bring about a new future. You know, this is happening because they see us getting these 4.0s and us getting, you know, excelling in school, getting these degrees, things like that. This is why this is happening. you know? Do not be discouraged from voting because, what do you call it? We don't have the proper candidates because we don't have the proper candidates because you weren't voting in the first place. You know what I'm saying? That is why they wouldn't be wasting their time taking your right to vote if it didn't matter. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't doing anything. I'm Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, your host here on the show. And I welcome you to join me next time we jump in Lynn's Bits.